Triple M's Ruined Dids for Breakfast. It's Lawrence the Moon Man Mooney.
We have got the star of Australian radio on the line. He's taking Sydney by storm. Moon Man in the morning, they call it. Moons, good morning.
Good morning to you, Dids. Good morning to you, Roo, and hello to everybody in Adelaide where, you know, I cut my teeth, of course, as a youngster on the beaches, Henley Beach, always visiting Adelaide. You are my driving force. I am now a month off the booze. And I am so bored. Seriously. Going to bed early, and I've put on the kettle so many more times in the last month than I ever have in the rest of my life.
I thought when you do Sydney radio, you had someone to do that.
I'm chewing through the tea bags. Oh, yeah, I've got staff. Yeah. When I say putting on the kettle, I yell at somebody, put that kettle on. Get my Earl Grey. Where's my Lapsan Souchong?
Hey, Moons, what do you think of Darren Weir's little hiccup?
Well, I've got to say, it just strikes me that, you know, he can't be the only one in the racing industry who's doing this. You know, he's there's cynic. Obviously trends. Gee. And I would hazard that maybe Darren Weir's made some very influential enemies.
Mm.
Because when somebody all of a sudden out of the blue gets busted for something like this and it's all on his shoulders, I'm not saying that anything that he's done's, you know, wrong or right, and it's just allegations at the moment. But I just wonder what's gone on in the background. One thing that does disturb me, though, and when I hear that cocaine is used in horse racing, I think, have you seen the nostrils on a horse? I mean, really and truly, you'd need a fair amount of cocaine, wouldn't you? Because they'd be Bogart and the Bugle, those guys.
Have you seen out of Scarface?
I think that pile in Scarface would just go. You know, Farlap just like, yeah, that's right. Come to Papa!
When the trainer comes in and says, anyone seen my coke? Where's my
yeah,
and the horse is in the corner going,
yeah. Hey, Darren, let's go out on the town. Come on. Put me in the float, baby. I'm ready to dance.
Stuff the water, Walker. Let's go out. Yeah.
Hey, now listen, I know last week you had some good mates hanging around with some influential mates. Have you got anyone there with you this morning?
Absolutely. I've been down Finger Wharf and at Willamaloo, and my good friend Russell Crowe's always hanging around the studio.
Russell, can we have a chat?
Yeah, g'day guys, how you going?
Rusty!
I'll have a chat to you.
How did you spend Australia Day, Russ?
Well, I'm a great Australian. I mean, I came across the Tasman shore, and I am a New Zealander, but I'm an Australian. I'm a true Anzac on Australia Day. I sit in my apartment on Finger Wharf, and I'm deafened by the sounds of F-18s flying over as part of the celebration, but I try and do some Oz things. Late in the day, I go out and find some dirt, and I crouch down it and draw a little map with a stick.
Yes.
A map of Australia and a map of New Zealand and an arrow and a little stick figure of me striding between the two.
Like symbolic.
A president. Would
you change the date of Australia Day, Russ?
The blue? Did you see? Just on this topic, Kerri-Anne Kennelly and Yumi on Studio 10, didn't that explode? Didn't that erupt?
Well, I love morning television. I'm a big fan of Studio 10. I watch them all. I watch the one on Channel 9 and 2, Today Extra. And, they really went at it. But I think, you know, I haven't seen action like that since Ding Dong bounced a Brussels sprout off Ida Buttrose's head.
That's
morning TV for me. Influential women throwing root vegetables at one another. That's what I like. I watch that kind of thing with the sound down.
We've got to wrap it up, but just before you go, have you caught up with Nicole Kidman since you've been in Oz?
Yeah, Nicole's been out promoting her new film, Destroyer, and we're great friends. We have got a lot of respect for one another because we're both great actors, and when we get together, we role play. We reenact some of the great movies Nicole's been in. BMX Bandits, we go for a bike ride. She puts on the red curly wig. Days of Thunder, I drive around and pretend to be Tom Cruise.
Right.
And of course, Dead Calm, that one where Nicole's stranded on a boat with a psychopath. What I do is I hide somewhere in my apartment. And I come just bursting out of the wardrobe, and Nicole hits me in the face with a fire extinguisher.
Right.
Yeah, it's pretty invigorating.
Loads of fun. Hours of fun there. Hey,
anyway,
Rusty.
Guys, I've got to pop out and have a Winnie Blue.
You do that. Good of you to give us your time. I appreciate it. Can you put Lawrence Mooney back on?
Yeah, hey, Moon Man, they want to speak to you. All right, see you later, guys. Thanks a lot, Russ.
Hey, Moon. Yeah, Moon. It's all happening for you now that you're in Sydney mixing with all these sorts of people.
Absolutely. There's just a big lineup of famous people outside the studio. That's Sydney for you, though.
Yeah.
You guys probably wouldn't know about it. Whatever. I mean, you've got Christopher Pine and Tex, so, you know, you've got to be happy with what you can get.
I work with the most famous person in Adelaide.
Yeah, yes.
Absolutely. The king of Adelaide, Roo himself.
Yes, that's right. Hey, Moons, we've got to go, but, mate, great to talk to you. Great to talk to all your friends as well. And keep up the good work in Sydney.
Thanks a lot, guys. Have a great weekend. See you on
Triple M's very own Lawrence Mooney.